Mama, you need any help in there? Sounds like she's got it under control.
Is Thelma upset about something?
Well, either that or she's starting a one-woman band.
Well, who's she mad at? She's been like this all afternoon.
Well, honey, you don't think it's because we owe her 3 months back rent?
Nah, she's used to that by now.
Oh, I hope it isn't me. I did borrow her good pink and shears to trim Daddy's hair. But I'm sure I wiped off all the Brill Cream.
All right, enough chit-chat. Let's eat.
Well, Thelma, is there something you'd like to get off your chest?
I'd rather not talk about it. The dinner table's no place for anger.
Hey, everybody! You'll never guess the great news.
And just where the hell have you been, Mr. Higgins?
I knew it wasn't me.
I'm sorry I'm late. But guess what? I made the swimming team.
Hey, way to go, Mama.
What's the matter, Grandma? Don't you want me on the swimming team?
I think you better be a little more concerned about sinking than swimming.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that I got a phone call today from your school counselor, Mrs. Elroy, who informed me that you will not be graduating this year.
Well, of course I'm going to graduate. I'm a senior.
A senior who flunked junior English and didn't make it up in summer school like he was supposed to.
Grandma, it's not natural to go to school in the summertime. That's when a guy is supposed to give his brain a rest.
From what? Flunking English?
Now, Mama, there must be something you can do.
There most certainly is. Mrs. Elroy says he can make up that class in night school.
Only losers go to night school. I wouldn't be caught dead going to school after dark.
Well, dead or alive, you are going. And you're going to get that diploma because without it, you'll never amount to anything. Am I right?
Not necessarily.
Oh, who asked you?
Well, my boss down at Quick Keys only went through the sixth grade, and he is a successful business executive.
Vinton, a man who sleeps on the cot in the back of a key shop is no Lee Iacocca.
Well, I don't know, Miss Harper. I never use half the stuff I learned in high school.
That's because most of the stuff you learned in high school you picked up in the back seat of a car.
I'm talking about chemistry and algebra and geometry. Here I am, the head checker in a supermarket, and I don't even have to add. The machine does it for me. So what did I need all that schooling for?
Yeah, there you see, Grandma.
What I see is a key grinder and a canned goods jockey. I had hoped you'd set your sights a little bit higher than that.
Grandma, why are you so hung up on me getting my diploma?
Because I don't want you to end up like me. I never got one.
Well, Thelma.
Mama, I didn't know you didn't graduate.
Well, it's not something I'm proud of. A diploma might not seem like much when you got one, but when you don't, believe me, it looms large. So you are going to march yourself down to that class tomorrow night, mister. It might be too late for me, but it's not for you.
Thelma, it is not too late for you either.
That's right. You could go to night school.
I cannot. I'm too old.
Well, not for night school. They take any age as long as you're dumb enough.
Yeah, Grandma, if night school is so great, why don't you go too?
Are you nuts? I got a house to run and a million things to do. I ain't got time for night school.
Well, I got a full load of courses and a part-time job, plus the swimming team. I don't have time for it either.
Well, if you swim a little bit faster, I'm sure you can find one extra hour in your day.
Well, if you dust a little bit faster, I'm sure you can too.
Well, fine, maybe I will.
Well, fine, then I will too.
Good.
Good. See you in class.
Fine, see you in class.
Isn't this the sweetest thing? A grandmother and a grandson going to school together.
Oh, shut up and pass the damn biscuits.
Well, this one makes me look younger. But this one makes me look smarter. Oh, shoot, who am I kidding? I ain't gonna fit in with these kids even if I spike my hair and get orthopedic Reeboks.
I'm so glad you and Bubba haven't left for night school.
Oh, Bubba left a half an hour ago. He didn't want to be seen with a creaking old co-ed like me.
I made you a little gift for your first night in class.
Lola, how sweet. Well, what have we here?
It's a decoupage fold-over keeper.
That's exactly what I thought it was.
Well, see, I made a back-to-school motif on the cover.
Oh, I get it. An apple for the teacher. C-A-T, cat. Isn't this something?
Well, the best part's inside. See, I made little compartments for all of your supplies. This is for your pencils and your paper clips and your cough drops. And your Kleenex and your reinforcements.
I get the idea, Lola.
Oh, my goodness, aren't we touchy tonight?
Well, you'd be touchy, too, if you were going back to school for the first time in 50 years.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Thelma, you'll do just fine.
That's because you don't know about me and teachers.
You and teachers? What's the problem?
Why do you think I didn't finish high school? Because of some old picklepuss teacher, Mr. Pusey.
Oh, really? Well, what was he like?
Awful! He was the kind of teacher who'd call on you for an answer even when your hand wasn't up.
Oh, I hated that. Wasn't fair to those of us who always had our hand up.
Oh, and he was in his glory, too, when we were studying the Scarlet Letter. I couldn't get past the first page of that book, and old Pusey knew it. He moved in on me just like a shark at feeding time, started asking me question after question after question.
Could you answer any?
Not a one. I thought the Scarlet Letter was a book about red stationery.
Oh, you poor, simple soul. Well, what happened then?
Well, he made me come up in front of the entire class, and then he says to me in a real sarcastic voice, Thelma May, you know the difference between your brain and manure? Manure can be useful.
Oh, Thelma, what did you do?
Well, what could I do? I burst into tears, and I ran out of that classroom, and I never come back.
Oh, Thelma, that's terrible. Well, no wonder you're nervous about school. You have been traumatized.
Mama, are you still here? Your class starts in 10 minutes. Come on now, you don't want to be tardy.
Well, don't rush me. I've been traumatized.
No excuses, little lady. You remember how you used to make me get to school on time? Well, now it's my turn. So come on, let's go.
I'm going. But you sure as hell better have cookies and milk waiting for me when I get back.
Good luck.
To begin this evening, I'd like to make it crystal clear that you there, Mr. Buford, are you chewing gum?
Yes, sir.
Not in my class. Take it out at once and deposit it on the end of your nose. That'll do. Just because this is remedial English does not mean that we're going to party every night. Now for the rules. In addition to no gum chewing, you will come to class prepared and on time. I can excuse ignorance, I can excuse contention, but I cannot excuse tardiness. Excuse me, who are you?
I'm Thelma Harper. I'm in this class.
Correction, Miss Harper. You're sneaking in this class. Late.
Well, that's not my fault, sir. See, I couldn't find a place to park, so I had to go all the way over on Magnolia and walk back. And then I got halfway here, and I realized I forgot my folder keeper. So all the way back I had to go. Then this big old dog...
Stop! I don't care about any of this.
Well, I guess not. You've got your own parking space.
Miss Harper, you have wasted my valuable time and that of every other member of the class. Don't you know Tempus Fugit?
Isn't she one of the Cosby kids?
Sit.
Do you believe they let an old lady like that come to school?
Yeah, what a joke. Glad she's not my grandma.
Well, good Lord, you ought to have that thing, Lance.
Miss Harper, since you have the attention of the entire class, perhaps you'd like to share with us some of your favorite authors.
Oh, well, let me see now. There's Arthur Godfrey, Arthur Treacher, and Arthur Murray. I just love the way he and Catherine used to sign it.
Miss Harper, I was asking what writers you admire.
Oh, thank heaven, because I thought that Arthur question was kind of dumb.
Would you like to come up here and teach this class?
No, not on the first night.
Well, in that case, we'll go ahead to our first assignment, which is one of the great American novels and one of my personal favorites.
No kidding. Well, I can't wait to get cracking. What's it called?
The Scarlet Letter.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Mama. How's your studying going?
Well, it isn't going anywhere. I've been on the same page and the same piece of rug for over an hour now.
Well, keep up the good work. And don't worry about making dinner because Naomi is taking care of that.
At 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yep. She's making a stew in your simmer cooker.
My simmer cooker? Good Lord, that thing cost me 4 books of stamps. Naomi! Hold on a minute. You sure you know what you're doing here?
Oh, hush now, Miss Harper. Don't disturb my concentration. I'm just about to mix my ingredients.
Canned stew?
That's just the base. For your information, this is my famous international stew. It's got French cut green beans. Ooh la la. Mexicorn. Olé! Sauerkraut? Jawohl! And for the piece of resistance from Italy, spaghetti!
Hey, Skeeter, it's getting late. But... oh, that smells good.
Yeah, if you like international heartburn.
Have you know I opened all of those cans by hand?
Oh, now Mama was just kidding. I'm sure she appreciates all you've done.
Yeah, of course I do. Thanks a lot, Naomi.
Bye, Mama.
Lord, I hope this doesn't eat through the lining of my cooker. Whew. Last time I smelled something like this, I was getting a home perm.
What smells so good?
Naomi's international dinner in a drum.
So, Grandma, did you finish the Scarlet Letter yet? Tucker's quizzing us on it tonight, you know.
Oh, I know. Don't remind me. You got through all this thee and thou junk?
I didn't have to. I used Ray notes.
Which one of the kids was Ray? The one with the gum on his nose?
No, Grandma. Ray notes. See, this one tells you all about the Scarlet Letter. Gives you the characters, the setting, and the story. The only thing they leave out is the writing.
Let me see this.
And in the back, they even give you answers to the questions teachers ask most.
Oh, isn't this cheating?
Heck no. All the kids do it.
Well, I guess I just must be old-fashioned, Bubba. To me, using Ray notes is a little bit like Naomi's stew. Might be quick and it might be easy, but in the long run, I got a feeling it's going to be awful hard to swallow.
Okay, Grandma, I was just trying to help. Well, I got to get off to school.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Happy reading.
I'll be reading, but I won't be happy. Not even so much as a picture to give you a clue.
What smells so good?
I swear I could boil gym socks in this kitchen and everybody'd want a taste.
Well, what's the matter with... are you still on the first page?
I'm still on the first sentence. I swear, Owl, I'm beginning to think my problem in high school wasn't Mr. Pusey, it was me.
Thelma Harper, how can you say that? You are one of the brightest people I know. Why, you read all the time, and books twice this size.
Yeah, I know, but Those ain't masterpieces. Those are spicy romance novels.
Well, The Scarlet Letter is a romance, and just chock full of spice.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Well, Thelma, don't you know why Hester wore that letter A on her blouse?
She was a cheerleader?
No, she was an adulteress.
You mean in those days they advertised?
Oh, no, it was a punishment. She had a child out of wedlock.
No.
Yes, and by the minister of the church.
Good Lord, this thing sounds better than the Thornburgs.
All right, time to work. Now, tonight, we're going to be discussing some of the...
That bell was 30 seconds fast.
All right, class. How many of you completed the assignment and read The Scarlet Letter? Excellent. Who wants to answer some questions on it? Good. That means I get to pick. All right, to begin, how does The Scarlet Letter depict the role of women in Puritan society?
I know.
Ms. Applegate.
Oh, shoot.
The role of women in Puritan society. Well, the way I see it is, women in Puritan society led a very circumscribed existence.
I see. Does anyone wish to elaborate on that?
Oh, me.
Mr. Buford.
Damn.
Well, I guess I would have to say circumscribed, too.
Surely someone has something else to say on the subject.
Right here.
Mr. Higgins.
What am I, invisible?
Mr. Tucker, it sounds pretty circumscribed to me.
Well, I guess there's nothing more to say on the subject.
No.
You seem to disagree, Miss Harper. What is your opinion of the way women were treated in Puritan times?
It was hell on earth. Lord, them men ran roughshod over poor Hester. Well, now, sure, she had a kid out of wedlock, and I'm not saying that I approve. But good Lord, nowadays, every actress on Johnny Carson tells the whole world she's done the same thing, gets a standing ovation.
Could we leave Mr. Carson and get back to The Scarlet Letter?
Just what about that letter? How come Hester was the only one who had to wear that A? Takes two to tango, you know. I think Reverend Dimmesdale was a spineless jellyfish not to admit that hyperactive little Pearl was his. I tell you, it's the same old story. Choose 'em, use 'em, and abuse 'em. You men are scum.
Please, Miss Harper, I hardly knew Hester.
I'm sorry, it's just that this book got me all riled up.
So I see. Anyone else feel angered having read The Scarlet Letter? Looks like you're in the minority. Would you stand up here, please, in front of the class, Miss Harper?
Well, now, maybe scum was a little strong.
Do you know the difference between you and the rest of this class?
Does it have anything to do with manure?
The difference is that Miss Harper read Nathaniel Hawthorne's The Scarlet Letter. And the rest of you read Irving Glattman's Ray Notes.
Does this mean you're not mad at me?
Mad at you? Miss Harper, you've shown us the passion and the excitement and the power contained in this book. Students like you make teaching a pleasure. Bravo, Miss Harper.
That's my grandma.
You keep this up and you'll be getting an A.
Well, what do you know about that?
Now let's continue. If we believe...
Hey there, Mr. Tucker, about that A?
Yes.
I won't have to wear it on my chest, will I?
Ah,
You guys should have seen Grandma in action. She was the star of the class.
Well, I wouldn't say star exactly. Us intellectuals are more like luminaries.
Way to go, Mama. We're real proud of you.
We certainly are, Miss Harper.
Well, it's going to be a lot of work, but it sure will be worth it to get that diploma.
Yep, that's right, Mama. And then you'll be just as smart as we are.
Great, Benton. 25 weeks of classes just to be declared brain dead.